Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Today is Saturday of the first week of Lent, March 4th, 2023, the feast of Saint Casimir. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come, your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures, for your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. We beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. That God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the new age errors of our times. That God envelop our culture with his divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion and repentance of ourselves and our culture, Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to, and once again, become a Christian nation on the narrow road. That is the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Fired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. And so let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Wait for the Lord. I trust in your kindness and redemption, and your faithful word. Remember your love and your faithfulness, O Lord. Remember your people and have mercy on us, Lord.
Our daily readings, March 4, 2023, Saturday of the first week of Lent. Reading 1 from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and decrees. Be careful then to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you are making this agreement with the Lord. He is to be your God, and you are to walk in his ways and observe his statutes, commandments, and decrees, and to hearken to his voice. And today the Lord is making this agreement with you. You are to be a people peculiarly his own, as he promised you, and provided you keep all his commandments. He will then raise you high, praise and renown his glory and glory above all other nations he has made. And you will be a people sacred to the Lord your God, as he promised." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Responsorial Psalm. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who observe his decrees, who seek him with all their heart. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. You have commanded that your precepts be diligently kept. Oh, that I might be firm in the ways of keeping your statutes. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. I will give you thanks with an upright heart. When I have learned your just ordinances, I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. Blessed are they who follow the law of the Lord. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes the sun rise on the good and the bad, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
Saint Casimir was born on October 3rd, 1485. He was a crown prince of the Kingdom of Poland and of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania. He was noted for his charity and help with the needy and turned down the hand of marriage to a princess. Some say it was because he wanted to remain celibate, and also he knew his passing would come at a young age. At the age of 24, he came down with tuberculosis. He became more ill and passed away at the age of 25. He was declared the patron saint of Poland and Lithuania. In 1948, Pope Pius XII named St. Casimir the special patron of all youth. Casimir, born of kings and in line to be a king himself, was filled with exceptional values and learned from a great teacher. Even his critics would not say that his conscientious objection indicated softness. As a teenager, Casimir lived a highly disciplined, even severe life, sleeping on the ground, spending a great part of the night in prayer, and dedicating himself to a lifelong celibacy. He was born the third of 13 children in 1461. Casimir was committed to God from childhood. Some of that commitment was the result of whose holiness encouraged him. He was encouraged by holiness on his own journey. Casimir realized from an early age that his life belonged to someone else, but to a much higher king than his father. Despite pressure, humiliation, and rejection, he stood by that loyalty through his whole life. And at the age of 13, Casimir participated in the failed military campaign to install him as king of Hungary. He became known for his piety, devotion to God, and generosity toward the sick and the poor. He became ill from tuberculosis and died at the age of 25. When nobles in Hungary became dissatisfied with their king, they prevailed upon Casimir's father, the king of Poland, to send his son to take over the country. Casimir obeyed his father, as many young men over the centuries have obeyed their governments. The army he was supposed to lead was clearly outnumbered by the enemy. Some of his troops were deserting because they were not paid. At the advice of his officers, Casimir decided to return home. His father was irked at the failure of his plans and confined his 15-year-old son for 3 months. The lad made up his mind never again to become involved in the wars of his day, and no amount of persuasion could change his mind. He returned to prayer and study, maintaining his decision to remain celibate, even under pressure to marry the emperor's daughter. Rejecting even ordinary comforts, he slept little, spending his nights in prayer, and when he did sleep, he lay on the floor, not on a royal bed. Even though he was a prince, many of those around him must have laughed and joked at his choices. Yet in the face of any pressure, Casimir was always friendly and calm. He reigned briefly as King of Poland during his father's absence. He died of lung trouble at 25 while visiting Lithuania, of which he was also Grand Duke. He was buried in Vilnius, Lithuania. Though his father must have wondered about him, he must have seen and admired Casimir's strength. He showed that he misunderstood his strength when he had sent Casimir as head of an army to take over the throne of Hungary at the request of some nobles there. Casimir felt the whole expedition was wrong, but was convinced to go out of obedience to his father. He could not help but feel at every step that it was disobedient to his own father. Soldiers started deserting. He was only too glad to listen to the advice of his officers and turn back home. His feelings were confirmed when he discovered that Pope Sixtus IV had opposed the move. He died at the age of 23 in 1484 from lung disease. He was buried with his favorite song, a Latin hymn to Mary called Omne Dei Maria, which we know as Daily, Daily Sing to Mary. Because of his love for the song, it is known as the hymn of St. Casimir, though he didn't write it. Daily, daily sing to Mary, sing my soul, her praises do, all her glorious actions cherish, with the heart's devotion true, lost in wondering contemplation, be her majesty confessed, call her mother, call her virgin. On June 11th, 1948, Pope Pius XII named St. Casimir the special patron of all youth. St. Casimir was born on October 3rd, 1485. He was a crown prince of the Kingdom of Poland and the Grand Duke of Lithuania. And on March the 4th, the Catholic Church honors St. Casimir, a prince whose life of service to God has made him a patron saint of Poland, Lithuania, and young people. One of the first miracles attributed to Casimir was his appearance before the Lithuanian army during the siege in 1518. Casimir showed where Lithuanian troops could safely cross the river and relieve the city besieged by the army of the Grand Duke of Moscow. In 1984, Pope St. John Paul II addressed the Lithuanian pilgrims commemorating the 500th anniversary of the prince's death. He said the church proclaimed Casimir a saint and placed him before us not only to be venerated, but also that we might imitate his heroic virtues and follow his examples of holiness. To all, the Pope said, he was a shining example of poverty and a sacrificial love for the poor and the needy. His life of purity and prayer beckons you to practice your faith with courage and zeal, to reject the deceptive attractions of modern permissive society, and to live your convictions with fearless confidence and joy. And so, Saint Casimir, patron saint of Poland, believed to have been canonized by Pope Leo X in 1521 or Pope Adrian the VI in 1522. He was canonized, confirmed by Pope Clement VIII in 1602. And so the liturgical color is white, purple if in Lenten weekday, which we are. So we are now. The Stations of the Cross is a very important devotion, especially for during Lent. And today we will, through Catholic artist Donna Corey Gibson, be honoring the 8th Station of the Cross.
The 8th Station. Jesus comforts the holy women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And let us close as we began, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God's glory shine upon you this day. Amen.